All That Glitters by Katrin Collier. Read by Helen Griffin. Chapter 1. Hayden Powell tipped his trilby over one eye, slouched back in his seat, and tried to look as though he was used to travelling first class. The performance wasn't up to the standard of his twice-nightly theatrical presentations. Nonchalant, debonair rakes were his speciality. They were easy to play when he was surrounded by an adoring female chorus, but here, in the company of a single glamorous companion, he couldn't help feeling that the guard was about to arrive in the compartment at any moment and shunt him down to third class where he belonged. Turning his back on the corridor, he glanced out of the window. Terraces of houses straggled in untidy lines across the mountainside. Above them, ramshackle pigeon coops and sheds balanced precariously on improvised foundations that looked as though they were ready to relinquish their loads at any second. A puff of grey-black smoke blotted his view momentarily before wafting past on the breeze. He suppressed a smile as the scene re-emerged from the fog. It was all so wonderfully, blessedly familiar. The scrubby, mottled green and brown hillside, the glistening black slag heaps, the coal-grimed streets set with gleaming sun-jewelled windows and billowing lace curtains blowing free from open casements. Summer and home. Radder, Taff's Well and Treforest behind them. Next stop, Pontypridd. In less than half an hour he'd be in Graig Avenue, returning in triumph the way he'd dreamed of when he'd worked Wilf Horton's second-hand clothes stall on the market. Successful, with a season's work ahead of him, starring in Revue and Variety on the stage of the Town Hall.